Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of the destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. Shalom, and welcome to the sixth program of His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to hear more, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you. Both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience, as outlined throughout his entire word. The difference is in that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishment upon himself, so that we could have a fresh start clothed in his righteousness before Yahweh our Father. John chapter 1 tells us, Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal his people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, his Word, is still able to heal his people today. If you have questions, please email us at hwh@hiswordheals.com. Each week's prayer time is patterned after the pattern that Yeshua taught in Matthew 6:9-13, with a focus on healing, while we pray in agreement with a variety of new scriptures each week. For your information, this program is being recorded the week prior to Monday, August 21st, 2017, but it will air just prior to the eclipse on Monday, the 21st, on one radio station, and then also again on Friday, August 25th, 2017, on another radio station. At the end of today's program, we will continue our series looking into the significance of this year's upcoming fall feasts and the total solar eclipse of August 21st, which marks the beginning of this year's 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. But right now, let's take a few moments of silence to prepare our hearts to pray to our Father in Yeshua's name. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Elohim, Creator and King of the universe. You have blessed us with your Torah of truth. You have blessed us with the whole counsel of your living word. By the power of your Holy Spirit, through the completed work of Yeshua our Messiah, you alone have planted among us life eternal. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Elohim. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vayed. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim, Yahweh is one. Praise be your name, O Yahweh, and your glorious sovereignty for ever and ever. You said King David was a man after your own heart. David knew how to praise you and glorify your name, so we want to praise you as well with some of David's psalms. Today we will praise you in agreement with Psalms 107, 13-22, 108, 3-5, 111, 1-4, 131, 1-6, and 117, 1-2. When your people cry unto you, O Yahweh, in our trouble, you have saved us out of our distresses. You bring us out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break our bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise you, Yahweh, for your goodness, for your wonderful works to the children of men. For you have broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. We cry unto you in our trouble, and you save us out of our distresses. You sent your word, Yeshua, and healed us, and delivered us from our destructions. Oh, that men would praise you, O Yahweh, for your goodness and for your wonderful works to the children of men. Let us sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare your works with rejoicing. I will praise thee, O Yahweh, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. Praise ye Yahweh. I will praise you, O Yahweh, with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright, and in the congregation. Your works are great, sought out by all that have pleasure therein. Your work is honorable and glorious. Your righteousness, O Yahweh, endures forever. You have made your wonderful works to be remembered. You are gracious and full of compassion. We praise you, Yahweh. Praise, O ye servants of Yahweh, praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised. Yahweh is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto you, Yahweh our Elohim, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? No one is like you. O praise Yahweh, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of Yahweh endures forever. Praise ye Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh, that you hear the prayers of the righteous, 1 Peter 3:12, and that you yourself have made a way for us to be righteous through faith in your Son Yeshua, Timothy 3:5. We are not made righteous by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to your mercy you saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. We pray in Yeshua's name and authority today, knowing that you will hear our prayers and will answer us. John 14, 13-14 tells us, whatsoever we shall ask in Yeshua's name, that he will do, that you, our Father, may be glorified in your Son Yeshua. If we shall ask anything in his name, he will do it. And from John 15:16 and John 16:23-26, we know that we have not chosen Yeshua, but he has chosen us and ordained us that we should go and bring forth fruit, and that our fruit should remain, that whatsoever we shall ask of you, Father, in Yeshua's name, you may give it to us. We know that we ask nothing from Yeshua, but instead, he told us to ask of you, Father, in his name, and you would give it to us. We are told by him to ask, and we shall receive that our joy may be made full. We are told to ask that Yeshua would pray to you, Father, for us. What an awesome gift that you promised to hear us, not because of our righteousness, which is as filthy rags before you, but because of his righteousness and your mercy. Yeshua also told us in Matthew 18:20 that where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst of us. O Father, we are many gathered here, even if at a distance today, in Yeshua's name, so we know that Yeshua's presence is here with us. And because of him and your great mercy, you hear us. Thank you, Abba.
We are a needy people, but we know that your salvation is all that we truly need, and that you yourself provide every earthly need that we have as well. Please increase our faith in all of your promises and your Son, Yeshua, through which we can be counted righteous because you have called us. You are seeking us out to gather us under your wings. There are many of your people today, Father, who are without an earthly shepherd and possibly without earthly fellowship. Be our shepherd and gather us into fellowship with you and send others that we would not forsake the gathering together of ourselves as your day draws near, that we would love one another as Yeshua has loved us and as Yeshua commanded us in 12 different verses in your New Testament. Give us a fervent love for each other. This doesn't come naturally for most of us, Abba. Please radiate your love through each one of us to each other for your glory. Love and fellowship is what we all need. Your Feast of Sukkot is coming up, Abba. We pray that you would show each one of us where you would have us to be during your commanded celebration, and please provide each one of us with the means to celebrate and share the blessings you have given each of us this year with others who may be new or not have as much to celebrate with as we do. We know that none of us would need to go empty-handed, as we are instructed not to in Deuteronomy 16:16-17. Give us generous hearts and open hands that we would share what you have given us with others, that all would be able to rejoice at your set-apart gatherings this fall. Protect our homes, businesses, animals, possessions, and everything else while we travel to the destinations that you set before us, according to Exodus 34:24. Starting in earnest this year, and especially during this 40 days of repentance, which begins this week up to Yom Kippur, please burden each one of us through your set-apart spirit to closely examine our hearts and to make confession to you and reparations to others as needed, according to your word, for any wrongs we have committed toward you and or each other. We know that we have personally sinned. Our hearts are desperately wicked until you give us new hearts. We repent of this wickedness today, Abba, and ask and trust you to cleanse us and write your commands upon the new hearts that you have given us. Our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit, according to Zechariah 16:19, which have been passed down to us. We repent on behalf of ourselves and our fathers and pray that the lies and false worship stop with us, that we would not pass lies on to our children. We pray for discernment and understanding. Teach us through your set-apart spirit the ancient paths, the right way, the straight and narrow path that you have set before each of us, that we would not stray to the right or the left. Help us to prepare our hearts starting now to be repentant in sackcloth and ashes on Yom Kippur. Also that we would start and or continue blowing the shofar, sounding the teruah or warning alarm to those that don't know you, but that you have called. Those that have not repented, that you would draw them near and cleanse them before your judgment falls. Sound your warning alarm, your teruah, through us, your people, to this lost and fallen world. Help us to be good watchmen and not slothful and wicked servants. Give us the boldness of Peter and Yeshua's other apostles once your spirit fell on them. Please clothe us in your armor and equip us with your spirit, your sword, that we would glorify you and your Son and speak only your words, which are truth and life, to all those that would hear them. Have mercy on us and show us ourselves, our unconfessed sins, that we may have, as you see us, as you see them, that we would be repulsed by them and would cast them off, walking instead as your righteous children for your glory. Deliver us from the snares of the enemy, from fleshly lusts, gluttony, and covetousness. Deliver us from fear, because you have not given us the spirit of fear. You instruct us over and over, at least 90 times in your word, to fear not, 62 times, and be not afraid, 28 times. We will not be afraid of your signs in the heavens, or the other signs with which you are clearly showing your people what time it is. With your help and in your strength, we will plow ahead and faithfully follow you into your kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. As promised, here is another installment of what significance this week's total solar eclipse could be for Yahweh's people around the world, and particularly in the U.S., where a rare total solar eclipse will be seen in its totality from one corner of our nation to the other, from west to east, a 70-mile-wide path of darkness traversing our nation through 12 states, marking specifically the biblical date of Elul 1. First, I will briefly recap what we discovered in previous weeks. Then I will share a few other interesting parallels I have discovered in the past week. This eclipse is dramatically marking the beginning of the traditional 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement and/or Judgment. This 40 days of repentance is also the same time period when Moses was up on Mount Sinai getting the second set of tablets after the first set was broken, as Yeshua was broken at his first coming for the sins of Israel and of the world. Moses returned from the presence of Yahweh to Israel with the second set of tablets and a glowing or glorified face. Yeshua will return at his second coming from the presence of Yahweh with a face that shines like the sun. Revelation 10:1. This eclipse, marking the 40 days of repentance before Yom Kippur, will cast a 70-mile-wide shadow of darkness, perhaps as a warning to repent for all 70 nations of the earth, as represented in Genesis by the 70 descendants of Noah, from which all nations of the earth descended. It will also cast the 70-mile-wide shadow across 12 states, from the west coast to the east coast of the U.S., perhaps as a warning to repent for all 12 tribes of Israel to which all believers belong, either as natural or grafted in branches, or both, scattered throughout the nations of the earth. Here is some additional information for you to consider. The start of this eclipse will begin at approximately noon according to U.S. Central Standard Time. In other words, in biblical words, the sun will begin going down midday or at noon. In a minute, I will present some verses for you to consider. Are they possibly relevant to this eclipse at this time? Could they be speaking of judgment coming in the near future after this 40 days of repentance? Please pray about it, and you decide. If you feel led by His Ruach, please help sound the watchman's shofar just in case. It is always a good time to repent, no matter whether these verses apply now or not. But with everything else taking place around the earth, chances are good that we may not have many more Yom Kippurs to go before He does come in judgment and great tribulation spoken of by the prophets covers the earth. Remember, our job is only to proclaim His truth, His word. The results of that proclamation belong to Yahweh, and He promises His word will not come back void. Please consider these verses. Jeremiah 15:9 warns, "She that hath borne seven languishes." Could the seven that were born here be the seven churches of Revelation 2 and 3? If so, who is the she who bore them? "She hath given up the ghost. Her son is gone down while it was yet day. She hath been ashamed and confounded, and the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies," saith Yahweh. If you have scripturally based ideas of who this she is, please email me at hwh@hiswordheals.com and let me know if I can share your ideas on next week's program. Then we have Amos 8, 9-12, which says, "It shall come to pass in that day, saith Yahweh Elohim, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in a clear day. And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day." Sackcloth and mourning sounds like Yom Kippur language to me. These verses go on to say, "Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh Elohim, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Yahweh. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word of Yahweh, and shall not find it. With these verses regarding the sun going down at noon, marking a famine of the word of Yahweh, please consider Micah 3, 6, and 7, which warns, "Therefore, night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine, and the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips. There is no answer of Elohim." Or, possibly, a famine of the word of Yahweh? Also consider Micah 3:11, goes on to say, "The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon Yahweh and say, Is not Yahweh among us? None evil can come upon us." Wow. Am I the only one who sees a parallel here to the times we now live in, where many evangelists and teachers live a luxurious life on donations from the flock for their messages? Many won't even provide the messages from Yahweh's word without first receiving payment, even though we have been instructed by Yeshua in Matthew 10:8, "Freely you have received, freely give. His word is not ours to profit from." Thanks be to Yahweh that there are many good shepherds out there who do feed the flock for free. We ask your blessing over them, Father, that you would bless them and provide for them. Bless them for their faithful service to you at no charge to your flock. While this is all very interesting, it can be a bit scary as well to those who are just beginning a walk of faith. Please remember, though, Jeremiah 10:1-2 tells us to hear ye the word which Yahweh speaks unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, "Learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." And well, the heathen and unbelievers should and will be dismayed at them. Instead of having drunken pagan eclipse parties, they should be repenting. We need to sound the shofar so that their blood is not upon our heads, and some of them might be saved. Ezekiel 33:2-6. We pray, O Yahweh, that you would open the eyes of your people to your truth, to your signs, and set apart days before it's too late. Please especially be with all of the children and those that have not heard your message. Protect them and give them discernment, and if possible, send a messenger to them that they would turn and repent and glorify your name and your Son. Provide healing for your people in these days, that we would have no need of any other Elohim but you, that you would receive all glory, and we would trust only in you. We desperately need, Father, your spirit of faith and strength. The enemy would have us to have a spirit of fear, Father. With the spirit of fear, they can control us, and they know it, Father. So help us to fear not, as you've commanded us. Help us to be bold and faithful, and that we would proclaim your word without fear, and that we would know that we are healed, and we would not fear any symptoms or suggestions of disease that may have been proclaimed over us, Father. We reject all of those. We belong to you. We do not belong to the enemy. The enemy has no hold or power over us, over those that belong to you, Father. So please help us to remember that and put that in our hearts, that we would remember all that you have said and would fear not. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Goodbye for now, and Yah willing, I look forward to praying in agreement with Yahweh's word with all of you again next week. Again, if this is your first time listening in, please download and listen to our preceding programs at www.hiswordheals.com. Until next week, blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.
To declare your loving commitment in the morning, and your trustworthiness each night, on 10 strings and with harp, to the sounding chords of the lyre. For you have made me rejoice with your work, O Yahweh. I shout for joy at the works of your hands. O Yahweh, how great are your works!